right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Gable gobble. All right, so here I am. I was sitting there one night, and it was about four nights ago, and I realized that Oz's car, which is a what is it? What kind of car is it?
It's a 91 Bravado.
A 91 Bravado was taking up
white
a really nice
Bravado.
A really nice spot in the driveway, and it was such a fucking eyesore because he moved to New York City for about 3 months, and he never moved the car, and it was just sitting there taking up space, and I couldn't stand it. So I spray-painted John Mark Carr on the back that you could easily get off, and I started laughing my ass off. The next morning, I come out, G-spray-painted dicks all over it, and I love Taiwan boys, and I love Asian boys, and Taiwan, and all this shit, and completely fucked it all up, and spray-painted on the windows, and Oz has something to say about it to G.
I was fucked up, dude. I'm sorry, man.
Wait, that was G to Oz.
So what I hear is that BAM spray paint on, and then you took it upon yourself out there by yourself.
Never even
decided
asked
to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then he sends me a message. There's like a little bit of paint on your car. Don't worry, we could get you a new paint job. Like me and you, no.
No.
What? Like, was it nice? The car? It was a nice
the
car.
Worst part was
hell
his,
no.
He didn't try to get it off. He called his dad over, so his dad's like sitting there washing off the dicks and shit on the car, and he's just like looking at me like shaking his head. And I'm just like, oh my god, dude! I'm
I was inconvenienced for a whole fucking Saturday because of you.
I do.
I could have been out golfing or.
I do apologize.
How
it
much?
It was one of those things. I woke up and I was just like, oh damn! I
how much
that.
Of a cash apology did he give you?
That's it right there, and I'm not accepting your apology.
No, you fag. Oh, you just accept it before we went on radio.
I'm getting revenge.
Well, if you revenge me, I'll revenge you back.
Well, then I'll just do it again.
It'll just be non-pedal, whatever.
Hey, whatever it is, it'll make good radio.
We have a prank war here, ladies and gentlemen.
You have way more vibe. More valuable
hey,
things
but
than
I did
do.
Say I did apologize and I'm sorry it was alcohol.
I love how G just fucking like scratches the Mercedes. Hey, I said it, I did it, and I apologize, right? Yeah, but I still have a scratch on my Mercedes.
Let's quickly make a list of all the things G has broken that's other people's property. Your Rolex, about three or four video cameras.
Rolex.
What else?
Yeah, I had that Rolex.
Everything.
I had the Rolex in where was it, Colorado?
No, it was fucking Prague.
Yeah, in Prague, and then he goes, yeah, well, I didn't do it. No, what did he say? He didn't do it? Or he blamed it on the maid, but the maid didn't come yet because my bed was still all fucked
well,
up.
What was it? What was it that you had? These brand new earphones? These fucking $4
oh,
earphones?
That was a Bose.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he broke my earphones, and then he broke his own earphones because I was going to take his good earphone.
Yeah,
so he broke them on purpose?
He snapped his own earphone, like, a little bit less worse than mine, but just so I wouldn't take his
good
earphones.
Yeah, acting on the premise that they were meant to do it. Like, he grabs Bam's earphones because G is very materialistic. He grew up like a little daddy's rich boy, and so you know he always had like
I want this
dude,
now. Daddy.
Back in the day, I thought G was making so much money as a freelance skate photographer because he always had like super nice wheels and fucking all the state of the art digital cameras and shit before anyone else had it. And I always thought he was making bank as like a skateboard photographer. No, he had a fucking trust fund. So he always had the best of everything. And so Bam had these like nice earphones. They were like $400 earphones, and G was like. And G couldn't stand the fact that Bam had something nicer than him, so he's like, well, yeah, dude, like...
Nicer?
Like, I think he just doesn't pay attention, and he just breaks everything. Like,
there's
I
an
mean,
accident.
For instance, he's sitting on a chair, which is, and the plug is right there, and he's probably going to unplug the radio show.
He already broke his jacket. Yeah. Look.
His own jacket is broken.
It just snapped up.
Why are you so accident-prone, G?
When I'm under pressure, it happens, man.
I remember when I got the Ferrari, he was like, yo, let me take it for a spin. And then he backs up his own BMW, scratches the rim so bad, gets out and goes, oh, fuck, man. And then he pulls forward to double look at it, and he scratches the front rim even worse.
We could take it to Pep Boys and get it fixed, no problem.
After that happened, Bam banned me from driving his cars.
But I just can't take the risk of you wrecking the car because I know that you'll just say, sorry, at least I admitted it.
But did you apologize?
What, to myself on my Beamer?
Oh, God.
Your Mercedes almost got fucked up by the UPS truck today. It was about an inch and a half away. I didn't want to say anything, but I figured now it's on the radio. I may as well.
What happened?
The UPS guy was backing up.
He was a Novak Dick.
And your fucking Mercedes was right behind him. And Ape was rolling in. He's like, oh, I'll back up a little bit more so Ape can get by.
Did he hit the Mercedes?
He was fucking that close. I'm like, yo! And he stopped like a fucking inch.
Bam. Speaking of shit, what happened to your Lamborghini that you fucking lent to Dunn? Dude, okay, last week, Dunn was like, oh, yeah, like, you need a new gas cap for your Lamborghini. I'll take the Lamborghini out to get a new gas cap. Like, no, dude, you take a shitty car out and bring a gas cap back. You don't take the Lamborghini out to get a fucking gas cap. What did he do? What happened to the car, dude?
He put a cover on it.
Put a fucking rubber on the gas cap.
How many more miles on it did it have by the time you got it back?
He came back quick, though. He came back quick.
He fucked up something. I guarantee if you inspected that car right now, you'd find something that he fucked up.
I give Dunn a pass on that because he brought it back right after the show.
Yeah.
I don't think
he did anything.
Man, we'll see.
He's full of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Oz, what's up with your friend fucking Bulger, dude? He's such a, like, little frat boy kid.
What about him?
Egging people at 2 a.m. by himself in the college area, just hiding behind a bush.
What the fuck?
What happened was, we left the bar at
egging
like 1:30.
People by himself, giggling by himself.
Bulger was so drunk.
Bulger is the epitome of a college student wasting his fucking parents' tuition money. Okay, go ahead.
Totally. I was like, what the fuck happened to you last night? Bulger's like, I don't know. I was like, walking home, I stopped at 7-Eleven. Like, usually, like, maybe get, like, a hot dog or something, you know, bag of chips.
Bulger's the one who ate shit on the show last year, if anyone didn't know that.
So he goes and gets a carton of eggs, and he's like, I just hid in my bushes and waited till 2 o'clock when the bars let out and started pegging people and hiding and laughing, like,
man,
for half an hour.
He should just stick to eating feces. He's good at that.
That dude's a piece of work, man. Dude, what's Bulger's GPA right now?
How the fuck does that kid stay in college? He's a dumb fucking... How does he get into college?
I don't even think he's in college.
What the fuck's a GPA?
Maybe he just lives around
here. Okay.
What are you trying to get satellite swabby over here, man?
You know.
So I got a GPA, man. It takes pictures and everything.
So we have a special guest tonight. It's
Lord Vitaro!
It's Lord Vitaro, which is Chico's ex-roommate. Is he still your roommate?
Yeah, kinda. Well, just my lover.
Lord Vitaro!
Behold! He is Mustard Man. You maybe have seen him in that.
If you ever seen the video of Mustard Man.
If you've seen the movie Haggard, you ought to see it again. He is the man with the purple ass, and it's not makeup. He fell down what?
Foot of steps.
Cement steps?
No, wood.
On your ass?
One cheek, all the way down.
Good. Felt good.
Dude, you had about 3 feet of purple ass.
And then it turned into like a jelly ball.
I couldn't
exercise it.
I had to shit sideways and hope it didn't come on the wall.
And only hope you could.
Start using the handicap stalls and shit.
Dico, what did you do to Lord Batara when you found him asleep drunk on the couch yet again?
I don't think he was drunk. Were you drunk?
I was getting there.
Okay. He was asleep.
He
snores so loud, and he has, like, these conversations in his sleep. Like, sometimes he's mad. He's just like, just fuck like, he thinks someone's calling him into work early. So he's like, come on, you motherfucker, let me sleep. So he doesn't sleep out on the couch ever. So he falls asleep. I'm watching football. So I go in, I get my JBL speaker, and just pull him out and fucking hook up a microphone to him, turn it up full blast, and fucking stick it right under his nose and tape him with the video camera. And he snored so loud, dude. It was so loud. And I was full blast. He just woke up to a guy with a video camera and a microphone to his own snore.
I know I was watching football.
But his snore is like a desperation.
Wait, did you put it to an amplifier or something?
To a subwoofer and two fucking JBL speakers fully cranked. And you know you can...
You filmed it?
Yeah, I filmed it. And he goes... It's awesome how he snores. It's not just like... It's like...
Yeah.
It's a fight.
I love this.
An underwater fight to get air.
I'm drowning in my own fat. That's what it is.
Dude, Phil does it too.
I'm choking. Here's Phil.
No, this is different. He goes into patterns. He works himself up. Then, once it gets to the fucking climax of the snore, he gives a little argue, and then it's calm. And then he sees the calm. It's like the eye of the hurricane. It's pretty funny. I've listened outside his bedroom door and just cried at conversations I hear him having. When it's just like,
see what I live with? God forbid. I do anything. It's in the fucking air.
I love it when Batara gets mad for no reason. Dude, I remember there was like a get together at the house. Like some girl fell asleep downstairs. Some girl falls asleep downstairs in the basement. But Tara's like, now Franz, I just want you to know, you can go downstairs and fuck her because everyone else has. But if you do, I will never speak to you again. Just so you know, you can go down and fuck her right now. She'll do it, but I will never speak to you again.
I love that you're doing my voice imitating your voice.
Who is all voices?
No, it's perfect. Perfection. Everything I do is perfect.
I only have one voice, so.
Did you take Batar to Pat Steaks, and by the time you were halfway done one steak, he was already on his third?
What's the most you put down?
Four.
Four. Yeah.
You put down
four.
Holy
shit.
I could probably do like five or six.
Yeah, he's terrible. Dude, we went to this fucking
You really think so?
South Philly, baby.
I feel good.
I'll tell you what. Take Dave to a restaurant. Dave, where did you graduate, Dave?
The restaurant school.
Yeah, in Philly. Okay. Now, he's a fucking real deal chef. If you go out and eat something with him, it's so fucking funny to see Dave's reactions.
He goes, criticizes.
You better not. I am so embarrassed. Dave will just bite it one bite, throw it down, and be like, this is fucking dog shit. Fucking dog shit. And he says it, like, right in front of everybody. He's like, look at his shit. And then he'll bite it one more time to get his money's worth. And he's like, let's get the fuck out of here. And then we'll just go grab something else. We went to Isaac's, right?
Oh, Isaac's.
Try to eat there. You can't. We tried to go get a good meal.
It's like pineapple with tuna and
provolone cheese
with yeah. Like, it's the most random fucking thing. Like, pineapples with tuna? What the fuck?
They have like a condiment board with a dartboard in his throat, like what they're going to put together that day.
Yo,
like chicken.
Yo, do you think you could sign on like Isaacs.com and look at their menu?
If they
dude, it's the worst fucking menu, Isaac. I-S-A-A-C-S. Isaacs, dude. That restaurant.
Sorry, Isaac.
I walked in there and I sat down and I looked at the menu and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I just left. I didn't even try to eat there.
The best is they'll just give you a bowl of pickles to snack on. I don't want pickles. Yeah. I want one pickle with my sandwich. I don't want a bowl of juicy little meat.
Do you
want
to start off with a pickle?
You get sick of your fucking stuff.
Everything's named after a bird. The rotten bird. The stink bird. Stink feather. Yeah. Dirty bird. Yeah. Dirty legged bird. Shit bird. Everything's like a fucking
sounds
bird.
Good.
Wait a minute.
How about a restaurant something fishy?
Yes, something fishy. Tell us about. Dude, there was a restaurant down the shore.
They're serving pussy sandwiches.
There's a sandwich called something fishy.
No, down the shore, there's this restaurant. It's a grand opening. Something fishy. I'm like, I guarantee that place will be closed in a month.
Dude, it sounds like
down. Boom! Close.
It sounds like some fucking it's sick girl's
shoes. It's a whorehouse, it should be called that.
The ooze is a mayonnaise.
So you know what you're getting into. Well, what about a good restaurant? What's an awesome restaurant to eat at in Philly?
Budokan's my favorite.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh!
I like Budokan.
Yeah.
That's on Chestnut.
Yeah. And Lebec Finn. If you have the money. It's not fun.
Eric Weiss's parents own this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's so snotty. He's fucking...
Yeah. Would you like to have some more cheese?
What about Smith and Lewinsky's or whatever the hell that shit's called?
Like Monica Lewinsky's.
Monica Lewinsky's.
They kick in and not
Monica Lewinsky's.
Your napkins are all stained.
Yeah. Smith and Lewinsky's or something? I don't know.
Olay grilled black bean burger with ancho chili ranch dressing, cheddar cheese, fresh lettuce, and tomatoes. Mexican sunflower. The Goonie Bird. Turkey breast. Plum mushrooms, fresh cucumbers, sprouts, melted Munster. What the fuck is that? Cheese mayo served on a pumpernickel. And then they have these Dijon pretzel fucking bread things. It's nasty.
Yeah,
it's
salty good. Eagle.
Bam's on the internet right now.
Oh, my God.
Salty eagle? What's the salty
the
eagle?
The boardwalk gull? The whooping McNabb? Crane? The salty eagle?
Read another one. Dave, break one down, bots.
A shitty bird.
All right, wait. Your choice of premium grilled chicken breast on a black bean burger, crunchy bacon, roasted red peppers, cheddar cheese, Southwest seasoning, and ancho chili ranch dressing on a fucking Kaiser roll. Ew!
And they don't use any adjectives either. They're like, it's not like succulent.
It's like reading like a number in math. There's no
rainbow
and.
Rainbow parent.
You just have to say
the
it
rainbow
all,
parent
man.
Has corned beef on pumpernickel with melted Munster cheese with crunchy coleslaw.
Icky sauce.
Icky sauce.
Are they crunching up
chips? Who the fuck knows what Icky sauce is?
It's fresh. It's so fresh, it's crispy.
Let me read
back sandwich. I'm about to lose my appetite. I won't be able to tell my Giebel Gobble story.
Bam's on the
real
internet.
Real granite chips
searching.
Smothered in classic pesto.
How about their
pesto?
Pizza? How about their fucking pizza? That pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, tell
why?
Why?
first of all, it took fucking forever to get it. We're starving, and it looks fucking, you know, like, maybe like...
And what's it called? A personal pizza?
Yeah, it's a personal pizza, but it's not. It's smaller than a disc.
It was like a CD size.
It was like this. It was
CD.
Like a bagel bun.
No, but they bring it up to bots. Look at bots. You think he wants that shit? He breathes that shit.
Fuck, he gave me a bagel bite. I was like, what the fuck is this?
A bagel bite.
That's what he bit.
He waited an hour for a bagel bite.
Dog shit.
That's his fucking catchphrase, dude. I love it. It's so embarrassing. Fucking dog shit.
This is fucking dog.
Well, like you say that to the chef.
No, Pat's right steaks are face, good.
Pat's are all right. I just eat them because they're original.
Pat's.
That's why.
Yeah, that's
Pat's
why.
And Geno's.
Can
sucks.
I tell my Gable Gobble story?
James is the best. Man.
Wait, let me play a song.
For okay.
I'm playing Nick Oliveri. Yeah. Well, oh yeah! Well, all right!
And fuck off!
Radio Bam Series 28.
Chad Ginsburg. Boo.
Found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Woody Will. You know, I smelled Ted's breath from this weekend, and it was so bad. Oh. The next day, I thought about it, telling the story, and I threw up. It didn't come out of my mouth. It went back down.
Oh,
but that's how gross it is.
Cat shit in his mouth.
Tell me the Giebel.
Okay, Giebel Gobble. Okay.
That's a true
this
story.
This is quite a story. Okay. So I was in the grocery store the other day, and who do I see but the hottest girl in high school that I had a crush on?
Ooh.
So I'm making a point to kind of like brush by her.
How hot was she?
But, well, back in high school, she was 10.
What that asshole say? Someone's at the door.
Talking shit, man.
Well, that's Bam's opinion of a 10. But, you know, here it is, you know, 20 years later. I mean, we're goddamn 36 years old, so she's, you know, she's like an 8. So,
and you're old.
So, you know, thanks, G. So she's like, didn't you used to be Joe Franz?
Like, didn't you used to be Joe Franz?
Used to be, still am, but I used to be, too.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or an insult, because back in the day, I did have a fucking blonde mullet. So,
didn't you used to be Joe?
Like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was horrible.
Joe the Bounty Hunter.
So I'm like, yeah,
Billy
so
Ray
she's
Franz.
It's like, well, what have you been doing? You know, I'm like, oh, you know, I made this show, Viva La Bam, and helped out with Jackass. But she's like, oh, really? She's like, well,
you know, what are you, blah, 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 blah. So we get to talking. She's like, well, we should hang out. I'm like, it's the hottest girl in high school. She's saying, we should hang out. So I'm like, okay, cool. And so I get to talking to her on the phone the next day, and it turns out she has, you know, she
whoa,
has.
Whoa. Are you still with lung cancer?
Shut the fuck up.
God, man.
Dude, whenever G talks, it's the most worthless shit.
It was okay. Worthless, but I was trying to get a point.
Yeah, I was cheating on my girlfriend. Do you mind? Can I finish the story,
good,
dude?
Good.
Can I finish the fucking story? I was cheating on my girlfriend. Let's just get out of the way. Thanks, G.
Lung cancer.
Hey, Joe, how about you just finish the story? Okay, so she... Okay, so now, it turns out, she has an autistic son. And she's very self-conscious about it because, you know, the young guy has some... he's 14 years old and he has some problems.
Is that like,
dude looks as normal as any other 14-year-old walking down the street.
He's an artist?
Is that
Rain Man type shit, that's right. Now she's very self-conscious about it because, see, the only word that he says is Gibble Gobble, which is his word for Barney. You know the big purple dinosaur?
That motherfucker.
So, which he repeats constantly. Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble, Gibble Gobble. So, now, she's very self-conscious about it because her last boyfriend said to her when she was hinting around about marriage, they've been going out for about a year, he said, and I quote, I am not spending the rest of my life wiping that kid's ass.
Whoa.
So she's very self-conscious about her kid. So anyway, we go out and we end up in a friend's hot tub.
Ooh.
With Barney?
No, not with Barney.
Hey,
Barney,
Michael. That's hot, man. That's fucking hot.
Yeah,
he's here all week.
Yeah, her son was with a babysitter.
Can he count cards?
And now I have up until this point, I have never kissed this girl, and you know I had never even entertained the thought. I mean, in high school, I jacked off to her probably about 7,000 times, but but you know now we're sitting in this hot tub, and
here's your moment.
She goes, and everyone else leaves for a second to get beers and stuff. She said, "Kiss me." I'm like, okay. So we start fooling around, and she's like, "Put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in." I'm like, "Put it in." We're just finally kissing it, and I'm like, put it in. And in my mind,
a CD.
All I could see in my mind is her kid yelling, "Keep a gobble, keep 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 a gobble." And dude, I couldn't bring myself to put it in or anything, dude. It was
Weeble Wobble.
Dude, it was Weeble Wobble.
Oh well.
So anyway,
how does this kid?
He's 14. But anyway, she's a real nice girl.
I know you're high five.
But I couldn't bring myself.
You should bring him to Vegas and
it
shit.
It was Weeble Hobble after he heard Squeeble Squabble.
Oh, it was very scared. Now my other story is, I just joined a judo class, and. And there's this one dude.
I'm fascinated, man.
No, that's a good story. There's this one dude in the class. They call him the monster. He's 240 pounds. He's a Russian dude. Now, judo is a throwing wrestling sport. So basically, the bigger the dude is, the fucking harder and farther he can throw you. So whenever you have to fight this dude, he just fucking kills you. And it's like, how little of a beating can I escape with? Now, we're in the locker room. This is my third and final judo lesson.
Ooh, the final.
We're in the locker room, totally fucking naked. I'm going to cut to the chase. He comes behind me, grabs my elbow and waist, which you do in judo, and we're like dick to dick, and he's like, you know, there's something wrong with your stance.
That ain't my stance,
bend over.
Yeah. And he's like, and we're totally fucking asshole dickless naked, and he's sitting there fucking grabbing my elbow and Jeez. Fucking waist. He's like, there's something wrong with your stance. I'm like, there's something wrong with this situation,
yeah.
And I fucking turned around. I ran out of. I was so scared of this dude. I ran out of the fucking locker room, totally buck ass naked, and had to fucking run through the past the instructor naked into the other dressing room.
Why do you
and
guys
fucking put
naked,
all my clothes
though?
There? It was a locker room.
Hey,
you get naked in the locker room.
I quit wrestling back in high school because I ended up like 69 with this fat dude. And his fucking dick and balls are all right in my face. I was like, fuck this sport.
Showed it. It was like, oh,
well, you well, don't you have to wrestle your weight? So obviously you must have been a fat fuck in high school too.
Well, there's like a
nobody wrestles a fat fuck if you're skinny, dude.
I was in a 163 weight class, and he was like 180, and that was where they cut it off, I guess. And it just he squirmed around. I tried to be a fish and like lay there on the floor, like the best.
Wrestling is
and fucking stuck his shit right in my.
The only one time I went skydiving.
You went skydiving?
Yeah, and it was tandem.
Fuck.
And and it was basically this dude's dick up my butt. And when we put on our helmets, getting ready to jump, we're up in the air. We're getting ready to jump. Countdown's happening. I look over at the dude's helmet, and he has a fucking gay NAMBLA flag on his fucking helmet. I'm skydiving with a dude's fucking hard boner up my ass, like.
Like, dude, you weren't screaming because you're afraid.
And I knew something
jumping,
was
right?
fishy about the guy. And then, like, once I saw the gay rainbow on his the sticker on his helmet, dude, I
hey,
it was during the Tony Hawk tour. We did it in we did it near Palm Springs, where there's that gay cult following down there.
Oh, really?
Jesus. Man.
If you're listening,
did you do this recently? Is this recently?
No, it was like 3 years ago. But
did he think about it?
If you were face to face,
you
worse.
Have to jump together.
Dude, if you're...
Dude, this guy was enjoying so bad his dick on my butt. Dude.
If you're listening right now and you have any kind of gay sports slash locker room stories, please call us. If your gym teacher tried to get gay with you, if another wrestler tried to pump a boner up your ass, we want to hear about it. We're
877-PORN-BAD.
How'd you like that, though? What was skydiving like?
How did you like that?
Dude, the fucking dick up my ass.
No, was it?
So how was it? You never said if you liked it or not.
Just skydiving alone. What's that like?
Would you do it again?
Is it worth it to try?
It's the scariest part is actually just hucking yourself out of the plane. But once you like quit having like the butterflies and just kind of relax, you know. But it was kind of hard to relax knowing that this dude was enjoying it so much behind me.
You're
like,
you're cruising like a
fucking involved with dude. Like, why do I have to get the guy who happens
you're,
to have
you're
a gay
falling
sticker
like 100 miles an hour, dude? That must
yeah, with
crazy.
A dick up my ass.
Yeah. 100 miles an hour with a dick up his ass.
That sounds like the Road Runner going by like gay as hell. Like.
That's all I can say,
man. Fuck that. Has anyone else done that in here? I don't think I'd ever try that. That's
oh, no, you should have said. Been like,
try what?
What, humped a dude from behind?
No, skydive.
100 mile an hour.
Who cares?
Ass fuck. Meep, meep.
Here's G's contribution to the show.
So who else here is skydive?
Who cares?
Oh, dude, I went skydiving. It was crazy, dude. But did you do it with a dick up your butt? No, it's a fucking lie.
G, organize your thoughts before you speak, dude. I mean, you say what you think, but you got to think before you say it.
Could you imagine?
I was just curious.
If you jumped out of the airplane completely naked, man, it'd be like you'd flying at 168 miles an hour. Like
I want to pay $10,000 to have two gay dudes jump out of a plane just humping each other in midair. And it's all they have on is backpacks and rollerblades.
You could probably find that on YouTube, dude.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
It's probably been done before.
I don't think that's been done
oh,
before.
Oh, come on, dude.
With like a rainbow parachute.
Been done before, man.
Yo. For $3,000, do it? All right, let's make $3,000.
Yo, Franz, yes, sir. A guy named William has a gay story for you.
William, please. Hi, Billy. How you doing, William?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Now, your gay story, you go, if man. You please. Everything's good, caller.
Sexual orientation.
Oh. So someone, what's the story? Someone tried to get gay with you in the locker room or...
No, dude, I was in prison.
Okay.
I had caught some time for some mess. It wasn't like an 8-month stretch, so.
Right.
Anyway.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry, caller. What were you in jail for again?
As far as what I was charged with?
What were the charges, caller?
I was in there for like selling drugs.
Okay, you were selling drugs. Now, you were in the prison. Now, where did you find yourself when they were getting gay? Was this the shower or... please, break it down for us.
Yeah, I was working in the kitchen.
Right.
And I had just got done with my shift. It was in the morning. I went to take my shower. I was in the shower, man.
Right.
Come in there, and he was, like, looking at me and jacking his shit, right?
Okay, excuse me. Now, describe this gentleman who is jacking his shit.
Black guy, probably 5'8". He was probably 6'2", 6'3". The guy, you know, most of those cats that...
What was 5'8"?
I have never heard one
standing
two heights. Excuse me, you're 5'8", he's 6'3"?
Yeah.
What is this man's weight?
God, he was 250.
Okay, big motherfucker, big black motherfucker, wanking his wangle.
Probably well hung too.
Thanks, G. Now, William.
Which is scary, though.
William.
So
hung.
Now, William.
He tried to fix the comment.
William, what's the first thing that goes through your mind when you see this 6'3 black man who's 250 pounds whacking his wanger in the prison shower?
Probably right, though.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, there
right.
You go.
Now, what happened?
Stop, drop, and roll, motherfucker.
See ya.
Now, what happened, please?
Yeah, I went running through our dormitory. I grabbed the mop that was still in the mop bucket.
Right.
I broke the stick off the mop bucket and good. Went in there and just started beating the shit out of this cat.
Whoa.
Naked?
Yeah, then about four prison guards came in there with mace and sticks, beat the shit out of me, and drove me to segregation.
Were you both naked while you were beating each other up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was pretty fucking gay, if you ask me.
Dick slap.
Well, very good. Thank you, William.
Yeah.
Now, William, if there's any prisoners out there, what advice would you give them when confronted by a homosexual in a shower?
make sure there's no correctional officers around.
Yeah. Don't take mop duty in jail.
or plug your ass,
yeah, ass out the kitchen.
Fuck mop duty.
Hey, William. So you're out of jail. Are you still fucking around with drugs or?
No. This was probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, later, man.
I will.
All right, I'm gonna play some Motorhead, and then we're gonna talk to Farrah, who is something about a gay coach. So this is Motorhead Radio Bam Series 28.
Chess Marcher.
Lemay. Bang your head, did you go to bed? Does it still feel pretty funky?
the hi-fi. Holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. Turn it on. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, let's talk to Farrah, gay coach. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
None.
So what's your story?
Okay, I have these two coaches and when I was in middle school, and me and some of my friends were like, we thought they were lesbians. So one was about in their 60s and one was like in their 30s.
Oh.
And while they were having lunch, they go have lunch in the gym.
Bet they
so
were.
Me and some of my friends.
There's no
so me and some of my
gym.
Friends. Went, we skipped lunch and we went in the gym. And they were in the locker room making out.
Wow. Oh, they were? Did you catch? Did they see that you were watching?
Yeah.
Were they embarrassed? Yeah.
What was their reaction when you guys caught them making out during the lunch period?
Okay, they were just like so shocked. They were speechless. And they were like, what are you doing in here? I was just like,
what are you doing here watching you
fucking bless out?
Were they hot or was it like a bull dyke bitch?
They were fun bumping.
It was gross. It was sick.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
And the 30-year-old was pregnant.
Oh.
The 30-year-old was what?
The 30-year-old. She was pregnant.
Oh, what was she pregnant with?
So she's a half lesby.
Hey, caller, what's your name again, please?
Sarah.
And where are you from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
You know, Sarah, I had a similar experience. We had a coach named Mr. O'Donnell. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oops.
And let me
beep,
tell you.
I mean, beep.
let me tell you, this guy would. We were in middle school, and on our way out of the showers, he would say, "Did you take a shower? I didn't see you take a shower. Is your bottom wet?" And he would feel our naked asses.
Yeah.
To
no,
see if they were wet.
Really?
I swear to God.
Why didn't you get his ass in trouble?
We didn't think we had any power. Number one,
what grade
and
was this?
This was seventh grade, and we didn't think we had any power over an adult, which is why you shouldn't beat your children, because your children always think that you know that an adult is in full control and full power. So you should always teach your children to speak up. By the way, if you're an adult with a child and you want them to avoid being molested.
Yeah, just fucking...
So, thanks again, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Make sure they're not autistic.
And, good luck
okay.
in college. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Have
fun.
Good luck. Maybe next time she'll see some fuzz bumping and scissor kissing and shit in the locker room. What are you doing here? Watching your minging-ass scissor kiss a pregnant-ass bitch.
Scissor kiss.
I wonder how she got pregnant.
Picture a bull dyke scissor kissing a pregnant ass bitch.
Ew. Oh man!
In the locker room, and they're all mad. Like, what are you doing in here?
What are you doing in here?
Jesus, yeah, like
you're the pregnant bitch. Yeah. Cheating on your husband with a dyke.
I smelled fish. I thought they were serving lunch.
I remember Mr. Huddleston at East. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Ooh.
I remember you'd always take weed from this kid Artie and be like, "You're gonna get in trouble," and then he'd just put it in his desk and then it wouldn't be there anymore because he was too busy smoking it.
Yeah. See a lot of
get this. We had one teacher named Mr. Mooney, and this is in the papers.
Oops, did you say that out loud?
Oops, did I say that out loud? And this is in the papers. This can be confirmed. He actually got in trouble for child porn.
Oh,
and they said they would fire him. And they said they would fire him. And you know what? He still had a job with the school district last time I checked. How'd that happen?
It's probably shitty kitty porn.
That makes me so fucking mad. And you know what? I saw that motherfucker driving his car real slow around a fucking school around a playground of kids playing basketball a couple weeks ago. I was ready to fucking pull him over and beat the fuck out of him. But I didn't.
He's not
I didn't, because that would be illegal.
Spike the trips. Stop that motherfucker.
Okay. Any other callers?
what else you got for us, Casey? Let me see what we got on there.
We're almost on dead air now.
You guys want Kim?
Allegedly.
Who's Kim?
Yeah, who's
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Yo, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah, there's a Kim in the room.
There's a Kim in the room, but
I was like, damn, she's really far away.
How about Mum coming over the house?
Oh,
and,
man.
And Shipbird hasn't seen her for months and months. The only thing that she has to say is,
Matt, your room looks like a North Philly dorm room and it smells like cigarettes. Yeah. You shouldn't smoke in other people's houses.
Yeah, I was like, what the man.
All she did was cuss you out the whole time.
Yeah. Have you been doing any work around this house?
I'm so fucking immune to that shit that I hear a wah, 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 wah. Fucking Charlie Brown's mom. Wah, 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 wah.
You do live in a dorm. Wah, 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 Matt. Wah, 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 Matt.
Every time they talk to the mom, wah, 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 wah.
I like the Tom and Jerry better with the, you just see the feet.
The feet.
Thomas!
Thomas!
Thomas! White feet with a black lady voice.
And she smacked the shit out of him with a broom.
Yeah, those, it's funny that those old Tom and Jerry cartoons, because they were originally filmed with black feet, you know, representing obviously the African-American maid. And then they thought that was racist, so they inserted white feet, but still kept the black voice.
Thomas! Thomas!
And there's this white high-heeled feet.
I was watching all the Looney Tunes shit, man, and they have all kinds of... You watch that, it's like, holy shit, they showed that? Like, they would
never show somebody
blowing their brains out with a gun, and they do that, like, all the time.
Well, hey, did you hear that the Bradford Plaza's opening up an all-black club?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wonder if we could go.
Yeah, right. Lendon in there, half of him.
That's like you trying to get a show on BET.
You need a Lendon to get in.
Lendon. Do they play Eminem on BET?
I don't.
Probably not.
I think so. They might.
Yeah, there's white stuff on there.
Is he inducted into the Hall of Fame?
You play Count the White People on BET. I seen like a white referee one time on there.
I think they do, because I know a few brothers and they say fucking Eminem's like.
I know a few brothers.
Yeah, that's what all. That sounds like.
That's what all racists say.
Look, man, I know a couple black people. All
right, I'm not gonna say like I know a few colored people. Like said, fucking.
Yeah, the more you try, the smoother.
Some of my best friends are black. My shoe shiner, my custodian, my. The guy who picks up the towels in the locker room at the golf club. Jesus, man.
Honestly, if
you guys
cool,
are fucking racist.
Either you're cool or you're not cool. That's a category.
A lot of black people say Eminem's like the best rapper. Like, period.
Well, I'm sure somebody would argue with
it. Who cares? You know, guys, a lot of people say.
Well, I'm just saying, like, a lot of black people have respect for, you know,
if
him.
No,
well, I think the Eagles are better than the Broncos.
Yeah, but they lost this weekend, right?
If he got himself into good graces, then.
The Eagles lose
it? Well done.
Yeah, they lost. I mean,
by a 62-yard kick, though. That was pretty crazy. How do I know this?
Who cares?
I gotta watch football, man, or something.
Football!
Football! Beer, football, Fritos!
Let's play the Turbo HDs, track 12.
Yeah.
Ready for Amateur 28 Faction.
Don't you know?
kids. Holy Lord, I gotta vote. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Yo. Dico, when was the last time you went to St. Peter's Village?
Yo.
When was the last time you went to St. Peter's
Village? A couple months ago. Why?
Because I went up there 2 days ago with Missy. Okay, for the listener.
What day? On the weekend?
Yeah. Was it? I don't remember.
Up there for a while.
Did you go to the arcade? It's basically this little village, and there's all these rocks all over there, these big ass rocks flowing down a river, and people try to jump to like the next one, and the first thing I see when I pull out of the car is these like 2 50-year-olds. I could tell that they just met. They were on like their first date or whatever.
Two guys, right?
Jumping rocks. No. It was a guy and a girl, and the guy jumps the rock. And then the girl just tries to leap, fucking slips on the slime on the rock, pops her fucking head open, falls into the water, and then she like tries to laugh it off because she doesn't want to look stupid. And then I don't know if the guy did it because he fell shortly after her, but I don't know if it was to make her feel better or if he just fell, but he jumps to the next rock, slips on the slime, pops the back of his fucking head. He's like laying in the water, and it's November, dude. It's like, it's October, but it's fucking cold. And that water was so cold. And I'm just thinking, like, maybe I shouldn't be trying to jump from rock to rock. But
speaking of pain.
I guess they brought the wrong shoes, but it was fucking hilarious. Yeah,
speaking of pain. I see Greg fall in there.
Did he?
Kane was jumping on his bike on a wheelie. On a mountain bike from rock to rock, and Rake tried to jump from just the simplest little jump, while Hane is staying on a wheelie, bouncing from rock to rock. I'm taping it. I got it on tape. And Rake just goes, and like just skips over like a 1 foot jump and just totally like bends his ankle, rolls it over, and it fucking falls in like 3 inches of water. It was so awesome.
Face down.
Dude, he wasn't face down,
Matt.
It's fun though.
Where's it at?
St. Peter's Village. Straight up Route 100.
By the way, if you're there on the weekend, our friend Bob has a great arcade. You should visit all the antique games.
Oh, at St. Peter's Village?
Yeah. That's where the antique arcade is.
Cool? Fuck yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah, you guys got to check it out.
Yeah,
dude.
Speaking of pain, Bam hit me with a golf ball.
Good.
We're shooting photos, golfing, and he's standing there. I'm in like the sand trap or whatever, and he's just like, dude, shoot it, I got the sickest angle. I'm like, well, you're kind of like dead smack in the way of where I'm aiming for. He's like, well, you know, just try to hit it over me or just try to dodge the side. I'm like, I'll give it a shot. Dude, fucking long shot right into his fucking, dude, an inch away from his camera lens, just like right on the top of his chest.
Who?
Oh, gee. Yeah, he was shooting photos of me. Oh. And then the sequence is ball, 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 boom. Yeah. You can actually see it.
Was that before he painted on my car or afterwards?
That was after. Yeah.
Good.
Oh. We got some good photos of that.
I got exploding golf balls. I just came across them. I bought them like 10 years ago.
What do you mean exploding?
Oh, that's like
they explode in this like powder. I don't know. I never used them.
Once you hit them or in midair?
No, you hit them and I don't know what happens.
Do they use that in Caddyshack?
I think all this like shit flies out.
Let's give it a shot.
You should paint a red stripe on it and leave it in a bucket that you paid for already at the driving range and tape some asshole to it.
Yeah.
Get some C4 and make a golf ball.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I'm doing it first, Bam! That wasn't you.
Yeah, what are you gonna do to G's car, dude?
I'm not saying.
Make a big sandwich.
Are you just gonna let him get away with it, or?
No, he's not gonna get away with it. I'm gonna let time fly a little bit.
Yeah.
When he least expects it, it's too early right now.
Don't worry.
Sneak attack.
It happens. Yeah.
I'll see you again.
Here at Sugar Taste!
Oh, yeah, what is that, King?
Every time you eat a sandwich,
nobody puts sugar in my gas. Like,
what are you going to do to Bam for spray paint on the back of your car?
Dude, Bam did like 1% of it.
No, he did.
I spray paint 20. On the back, which you can easily get off. I wasn't worried about that. You spray paint on the windows, on the trunk, on the hood, on the fucking...
Everywhere.
On the doors, the whole fucking car.
Gee, so Oz cleared goddamn ring around the rosy around Jesus. The car and just...
Oz will get revenge on you. Let me tell you about the time I got beat up by Oz. When I put fucking...
Oz can't beat me up.
With you, one time I fucking set him on fire. at Jess's bachelor party, I set him on fire while he was asleep. And he got so mad at me. Novak ran one way. I ran down these steps. I turn around at the bottom step. I see at the top step, he's just parallel with the ground, leaping off, hands first.
He fucking grabs me, tackles me to the ground, and fucking chokes me out till drool, like, my fucking drool was foam.
Man, you're
wimpy. Foam.
You're wimpy, man.
That judo class.
Coming from G, I must be a puss.
That judo class wasn't paying off. Huh?
No, I got slammed by a sumo dude naked.
Sumo dude?
Yeah, like, what do you get out of that? You're like, goddamn, go home and fucking feel bad.
Oh, dude, yo, this was fucked up. I was driving. I pulled out a sellout Wawa with the Lamborghini. Then all of a sudden, I noticed that this dude's following me. So I cut a right on High Street, still like riding up my fucking ass like a foot away. Then I started getting nervous, and I was driving normal. Then I started passing cars on the oncoming traffic, going to Ryan Dunn's house. Then I passed I passed Techno Wawa. And then
which
I
one is Techno Wawa? He lost me.
Where they play techno?
Where the skate ramps are on Route 100, where the new park is, and all the letters are in digital. That's why it's Techno Wawa.
On the way to
Exton.
I know. Yeah.
So this guy is like just passing cars. He's into like a 2006 Chevy Cavalier. Then I pull left on going down Pierce Middle School. Then it says detour, no outlet, and I go down that, and then I cut a right. On the Dunn's Road, and this dude's going on the oncoming traffic, and there's a big island in the middle. It was so fucking sketchy. Then he stops, and then I stop, and I'm like freaked out. He was so methed out. He was like this 35-year-old dude, all methed out. He's like, yo, motherfucker, I saw a Lamborghini. I wanted a piece of that. Yo, you that dude from Jackass. Yo, call my fucking son right now. Sign this shit. Like, you fucking... dude, he was just going off. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to my buddy's house. He's like, let me roll with you, dog. I'm like, I don't think you would appreciate it if I brought you over. He's like, oh, man, you quit being a little bitch. Let me roll with you.
Yeah, that'll
He's like,
work.
I got a 2006 Chevy Cavalier. I could take your ass. Dude. Oh, my God. He followed me for like 12 miles.
You should have took him to G's house.
And then he goes, you know where Five Points Road is? I'm like, yeah, I know where Five Points Road is. That's where I live. Come and visit me, dog. Come and visit me.
Oh,
I'm
like, hey,
Five Points Road is like 7 miles long or more. Like, how am I going to fucking visit you?
That's where I live.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dude, it was so freaky.
See, that's why, dude, you know. Rich
Dunn didn't leave the house all day because he was scared that he would come back.
Jesus.
And I wasn't about to, like, pull into the exact driveway or whatever of Dunn's because that dude was just creeping.
Yeah. Oh, did he follow you all the way to
Dunn's? All the way to Dunn's. Through the detour. You know how it says, like, no outlet, yeah. But then you could go... Yeah.
Did you park in right someone else's driveway?
I just parked on the road and hoped that he didn't come back.
That sucks.
Yeah, everybody just got their exit so fast.
Not really. It was all they know is Pierce Middle School.
That's all you need. Just buzz it for a while.
Nah, it's about 2 miles from there, so they'd be pretty screwed. Plus, he parks the car in the driveway, or in the garage. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck Dunn!
Fuck his ass!
Yo, fuck out his ass, man.
Shave your beard, man.
Shave your nuts.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea.
His ass.
Oh.
His hairy ass? Dunn's got the hairy ass.
Oh, yeah.
I think Dunn and Novak should have an ass off.
Ew.
His asshole was
how about the other night at fucking
Novak?
Iron Hill.
Oh, Novak, dude, we were eating dinner at Iron Hill
with
the Maxim people because I just did a Maxim photo shoot. And I was just talking about how Ming and Novak's ass was, and he just stands up on the stool and he goes, yeah, to the girl.
As the food's coming.
Yeah, as the food's coming. Yeah, dude, look at my Ming and ass. The bitches licked that shit, too. Just show, like, spreading, not his ass, like his asshole he was showing to the Maxim lady.
Novak's asshole, unfortunately, I've seen it on a couple shoots. Sometimes he shits in front of people and all this stuff.
It's backwards.
His asshole looks like a pussy.
It's backwards.
It looks like a pussy.
It like puffs out.
There's flaps on it.
I have him like, what do you want?
Yo, Bam, should I post that on your
fucking,
site?
Dude,
what, his ass?
Yeah.
His ass?
Hell yeah.
His ass has labia on it. His ass has labia and it's like long. It's not even circle.
You know what it reminds me of? It's one of those goldfish that they have the big puffy eyes on the side. They like make their eyes all swollen and shit. That's what
God,
it looks
he's
like.
Fucking repulsive.
His asshole's backwards, dude. It's weird. It like puffs out.
Backwards asshole.
Looks like Mr. Potato Head.
You know, I think this show is definitely taking a turn for the worse.
Yo, how about Buddy Bill's? When's Buddy Bill fighting you guys?
Oh yeah, Buddy Bill. I'll get to that.
When's the Buddy Bill fight?
Yo, Batar, what did you see in the men's room at the Miller Smorgasbord in Lancaster?
What did I see?
Yeah.
The best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. What did I tell you?
I saw
go to the Miller Smorgasbord?
I saw Franz's stepson.
What?
What'd you say?
I saw Franz's stepson.
What do you mean?
You forgot about
that? All right. Have you ever been there?
I haven't been inside, but I've passed it before.
You gotta go inside. It's the most horrible thing you ever see.
It's just...
It's dog shit, man.
My mom loves... Is it dog shit?
It's dog shit.
Well, any smorgasbord.
It's like you're hungover. You don't give a fuck. You just want to eat a lot of food.
And what gets blasted in the men's room?
Tons of mud. Tons of fucking mud. It's a mud factory.
By you?
They have like
by you or everybody?
Everyone. Everyone's blasting mud. They have one urinal, 8 fucking toilets in the men's room. There's 8 toilets, 1 urinal. Because they all know you're gonna shit your fucking brains out there.
Well, think about it. There's trailer parks from fucking as far as the eye can see down that way. So when they pay their fucking $13 for a smorgasbord, you know that they're gonna be there for 4 hours fucking shooting mud all over the fucking
floor. And there's all these like Germans working there. They're all foreigners getting revenge for World War II, just serving us fucking shit while blowing
the fucking bowl, dude. I would hate to clean those bathrooms.
So anyway,
eating their ass off.
I walk in there. Of course, I have to shit. So
you go there when you have to shit. Right?
So I go fucking running in there, and I look over, and this guy's like, "Hey, man, is this guy fucking retarded?" And like he's just standing in all this shit, like everyone's shitting and shitting. There's this retarded guy. They handed out fucking toilet paper, help you wash your hands. But he's not doing none of that. He's just standing there, and he's an employee. He's like, "Have a good day. Thank you very much."
So they just hired him to clean up the shit.
The shit. He's the shit greeter.
But they put that poor guy in there.
Yeah, he's so wrong.
Because he's probably the only one that would actually deal with a job like that.
He just took it like so serious. Like, I'm going to take some shit, I'm going to clean it up, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do a good job. So I come out fucking crying. Because I couldn't even shit. I was laughing so fucking hard.
That all usually helps it come out.
He came out fucking crying. He's like, go in there. Just go in there.
Do you remember the Eric Theater right by Kmart?
Yeah.
One time when I went in there to the bathroom, I saw shit on the ceiling.
How?
I don't know.
Somebody had a shit fit.
I don't know. But there was shit like all over the bowl and like all over the wall, but there was like shit on the ceiling.
I'll tell you what makes a good two shit things. Once at the Warped Tour, we went up to like Long Island, and I went back into the porta potty 3 times to see if it would make me cry laughing. That's how disgusting it was. I bared with the stench. It was like King Kong and Godzilla went on a date and blew this porta potty to the brim. It was filled to the brim, right? But then on top, like somebody like drizzled like toilet paper, right? So it was like a topping on a dessert. But it was filled up. I went in to piss. I pissed, and I was thinking
pissing
about
on
what
the fly
I smelled so bad.
Paper shit.
I started crying, laughing, and I turned around just to look to see if it would make me laugh. Then I turned around and laughed. Then I proceeded to send like Chad and Jess and everybody else. I was like, just go look. Which also gave me the idea: if you got to take a really bad fucking shit, get some whipped cream and a cherry and caramel sauce if you really want to blow it up and then put it on top with the cherry. That will clear somebody's mind. They don't know if it's good or gross.
Yeah,
that's it. Sounds like a smorgasbord.
Let's have a warp tour and just put one porta potty in the middle of a warp tour and see how minging that shit will be by the end of the day.
Yeah, but put a speaker in the toilet with like a bag over it with wires and a microphone so you can be like, help me.
So everybody can hear you shit. Okay,
when I was in high school, we stole a 5-pound bag of clay from art school, and we made a fake piece of shit. Just a huge piece of shit that was like as big as an arm that dripped out of the side of the fucking toilet.
Oh,
but
man.
Then we went back later, and someone had taken a shit on top of it. And then we waited, and then the fucking poor janitor walked into the goddamn thing. He came out in tears.
Yeah, he's like,
and he was like, man, he goes, come in here. I want you to see something.
Yeah.
He physically took us by the hands, me and my friend Paul. He
brings probably us, thought you did it, right?
He brings us into there and he goes, now look at this. How am I going to get this out? I got to touch this.
Tell it again.
Now look at this. I got to touch this! Like, well, why do you have to touch it? Can't you find like a stick or something to like, break it up? He's like, I got, man, the job sucks. And he walked out, and dude, he never came back again. Either he got transferred to another building, or just fucking we made him quit.
Dude, the last time I went to Sizzler, which was about 7 years ago, they sat us right next to the salad bar, and I saw this dude. I was like a foot away from the salad bar, and I was my back was facing towards it. I turned around, and I see this like big fat woman's ass, like with these mom jeans on, and I just hear. dude, she just ripped one like a foot away from my face, and I was sitting with eight people, dude, and we were all just like, ew, fucking ew, dude.
Dude, you think that's bad? You know Sizzlers? You know Ponderosa Steakhouse?
Oh, that's even worse.
I used to work at one when I was 19 years old.
Ponderosa.
When I was working my way through college, dude, I worked for four weeks at a Ponderosa Steakhouse, and at one of the worst moments of my entire life. Thank you. One of the worst moments of my life. I saw roaches crawling out of the croutons. I told my manager, and he goes, "Oh man, is it happening again?" He scrapes the top 2 inches off the croutons and dumps new ones on top. There's a fucking nest of roaches at the bottom of the goddamn croutons. And there was a woman called Betty the Bulimic. She would. She was covered in hair, and her teeth are rotten. They're covered in hair because she was so thin that she probably hadn't had a menstrual cycle in fucking 10 years. And her teeth were all rotted out from fucking eating food and throwing it up. Now, her big goal in life was to have a plate so top full of delicious Ponderosa Steakhouse buffet food.
Croutons.
And she would just top, dude, like a fucking...
Oh man, that was a
foot of food, salad, wings, potato salad, and everything. She would eat as much as she can, go to the bathroom, throw it up, come out, eat more, go to the bathroom, throw it up. The cycle would continue till the food was gone.
Damn,
that was... And the toilet was full of puke.
That's how you get your money's worth at Ponderosa.
And I also, very quickly, I also worked at the Friendly's in the Springfield Mall. I'm not sure if it's still there, but we had who we called the Mad Shitter. We'd come in, and rather than wipe his ass with toilet paper, he would wipe it on the wall. Okay, Bam, I turn the show over to you.
Oh, my God.
Well, time to go. Let's hear some Venomous.
Later. Radio Bam, Series 28 back.
Yeah, Bam.
Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.